we're doing this because this is our last episode before Christmas, and we're spreading Christmas cheer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Joe.
Do you feel like the world is going to miss our podcast if we take a week off?
Yes, tremendously.
What would you like to say to our listeners right now?
I'd like to say it's only a week, and I think we're going to come back a little bigger, better, stronger. You know? I really do. I think we have a few things in store that's really going to take us to office lady status.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Back to that.
Yeah.
Bigger, faster, stronger. Isn't that a Bieber song?
I don't know. Is it?
Yes,
it is. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's a holiday break. Well, maybe we'll do one after Christmas, but I'm working. You're working.
Yeah, I've got a game on Christmas and a game 2 days later on Sunday. And then my 2-in-1 week schedule is finished. So I'm right at the bitter end. I'm very excited that I'm right at the bitter end. And once we come back, I'm going to be free and clear. Hopefully your show gets picked up and we're diving around your work schedule going forward. Quit flipping that thing.
Sorry, Jesus. Can you hear it?
Yeah. It's like this.
Okay, sorry.
This is a podcast to say we're taking a break for Christmas and we'll be back.
After we'll be Christmas. Home for Christmas. You know?
You could have never been a big singing star because...
I would have been.
No.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that you don't have the talent to really sing.
I got the pipes.
Your mouth, the movements you make with your mouth is just...
You just turn everybody off.
Oh, my God. It's like the male version of Christina Aguilera with like a hoo.
Yeah, she did pretty well though. My pipes are They're close to her pipes.
She did.
What are you doing for Christ's birthday? Are you just going to be home?
I'm home in the morning and then I go do a game and then I stay on the road, go do a game in Seattle and then come back.
Do you get to be with your kids for Christmas?
We're going to do a Christmas Eve get together with the girls, with the boys, with the family. Michelle's mom is here. My mom will be here. My sister, her kids, her husband. So we'll do that on Christmas Eve and then Christmas morning I'll get up. I guess the boys will get into the routine of what Christmas morning is about for little kids, about ripping stuff open and looking at it. And then I'm going to bolt out of the house and go to a football game.
What time are you leaving the house?
9 a.m.
All right.
Game's at 3:30.
That's good. You still get the Christmas morning. It's an important holiday. You know, It's a fun
every
one.
Every day is Christmas around here. These kids do not want for toys. Every day they're ripping stuff open. So I don't know what's going to... Maybe we'll do this. Christmas will be the day that they don't open gifts.
I love it. Reverse.
Since every other day, they're just... What's next, Mom? I mean, Michelle's like Amazon all day ordering stuff. Let's just make Christmas the day where we just... don't do it and we just look at each other and watch Christmas Chronicles 2.
Number one movie in the world.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you're not in it?
No. But the first Christmas Chronicles is the number 3 movie on Netflix.
Oh. I thought you were gonna say it's kind of like Star Wars, where the first Christmas Chronicles is actually the 3rd installment.
Well, you know, it's funny.
And then we're going to go back.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked about it, you know, and there are these ideas that the Chronicles sort of span many, many different episodes, so to speak. You know, so maybe we are in the 38th Chronicle. Who knows?
Ooh.
You know, you don't know.
Ooh. Which means, since you're in the first one and you're dead in the first one, if they do go back, then you can rejoin the cast.
Maybe.
And do the before Christmas Chronicles 1.
Yes.
And then now you're back in action.
The problem is I'm 44. You can't go back to my 20s. Like, I can't play 20. Like, I don't know how you do it, you know. It's over.
You could do it.
It's over. It's fine. I'm doing a show and I'm happy with it, you know.
Is the show good?
Yeah.
Do you like what you're seeing?
I do.
And how has Bodhi, since we've told the world on this podcast that how has he responded?
He's been amazing. I mean, as professional as you can get. Our cast is even marveling sort of at how calm, cool, and collected he is. And he's doing fantastic. He's getting new lines and having to integrate them into the scenes, even though he's learned ones prior. That's sort of how it works. And he's a champ, supernatural, instincts are spot on. He's good. He's fucking good.
With where we sit right now, who has a better chance of hosting SNL, Oliver Hudson or Bodhi Hudson?
Oh, Bodhi Hudson. I think I'm past that. You know, unless something happens where I do a television show that blows up and becomes
what if you're accused
huge.
Of a double homicide,
yeah,
and you are found not guilty,
right,
by your dream team of lawyers,
right?
Do you think you could parlay that into a hosting gig on SNL?
It depends how sympathetic I am to the public. If my lawyers do a good job and my PR team does a good job and I come out as a victim, then yes, I might.
As an alive victim.
Yeah, that's what I mean. As a victim of a setup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's more of a chance of that happening than the other way, which is just because I'm wildly famous and they have to have me on because, yeah, it'd be great.
How much would you love doing that?
I'd be scared shitless.
Yeah, you'd get through it and you would get comfortable as the week went on.
Yes.
And you would love it.
Yes. I would love, of course.
Did Kate host it?
Kate did it one time. And then I don't know why she hasn't done it since, but she did it one time.
Did she like it or not?
Yeah. Yeah, she loved it. It's got to be so fun. So fun and crazy nerve wracking. Ugh.
All right, let's end this with a carol.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas to everybody. I know it's a little early, but we're not going to be talking to you on Christmas Day because Joe will be doing a football game.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for being loyal listeners to the Daddy Issues podcast. Thanks for all you've given us, which is basically your ears and your time. As you've done other things, listening periodically to this show. So thank you. Thank you very much. And like Oliver said, and I do believe, we will come back in 2021. We will mirror the country. We will come back stronger, better, less susceptible to COVID.
Yeah.
In 2021.
This is true. It's true.
There is absolutely no doubt in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to close this by singing.
What do you want to sing?
I think we just keep it simple and sing Jingle Bells.
Okay. Yeah. You ready?
Yeah. Go.
And jingle bells.
Jingle.
Oh, wait. Hold on. You're going real slow. Jingle Bells is more of an up-tempo song.
Oh, okay.
Jingle bells. Let me give you the pentameter, okay?
Okay.
It's Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Bum, bum, bum,
oh, what
bum.
Fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells,
jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
No. Dashing
through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtails ring. Making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and play in a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Shut up. All right, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yes. All of the above.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.